This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News, read by Arundhati Paul. Union Minister of State for Jal Shakti, Raj Bhushan Chaudhary, reviewed various central schemes being implemented in Meghalaya during his visit to Shillong yesterday. Meghalaya Minister of Water Resources Department, C. Yumbon, was also present during the meeting in the State Secretariat along with senior officials. The minister expressed satisfaction with the progress in the implementation of schemes in Meghalaya and offered suggestions for mitigating scarcity of water during the dry season, including construction of reservoirs. On the issue of maternal mortality ratio and infant mortality rate, he highlighted the importance of education and specifically on the importance of increasing female literacy. At least 7 people have lost their lives due to landslides or drowning triggered by heavy rainfall in Tripura. Normal life has also been severely affected with vehicular traffic disrupted due to incessant rain. Vast low-lying areas including cropping fields have been inundated due to waterlogging. Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha chaired a review meeting with senior officials to assess the current flood situation across the state. He has instructed all officials to leave no stone unturned to ensure timely support and relief to the affected people. The Assam Cabinet yesterday approved a bill to abolish the Assam Muslim Marriages and Divorce Registration Act and Rules of 1935, which permitted underage marriages under specific conditions. Earlier this year, the State Cabinet had approved the abolition of the Act. Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma said that the Cabinet has taken a significant step to ensure justice for the daughters and sisters of Assam by putting additional safeguards against child marriage. The new bill is to be tabled in the Assembly in the next session. The Chief Minister further said that the Cabinet has decided to reduce VAT on CNG to 5%. The Cabinet approved a financial sanction of 200 crore rupees for the Assam Cancer Care Foundation to support the Assam Cancer Care Project for 24-25. The banned Hinyatrap National Liberation Council, HNLC, had conspired with its Bangladesh-based cadre to plant improvised explosive devices in the Khasi and Jayantia Hills region of Meghalaya during the run-up to and on the Independence Day this year, the state police informed yesterday. Rebhoy District Superintendent of Police Jagpal Singh Dhanoa said that 3 HNLC cadres who were arrested in this connection have been booked under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. A local court in Shillong remanded the cashier of the Northeastern Council, NEC, to judicial custody for 14 days for allegedly molesting a 23-year-old co-worker, a casual employee at his official quota. The Lantimukra police have registered a case against him under various sections of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita. East Khasi's District Superintendent of Police, Sylvester Nongtner, said that the woman was sent for medical examination and then a case was registered against the accused. The Techno Incubation Center for Jackfruit Processing was set up at the College of Community Science, Tura, under the mission Jackfruit in Meghalaya, marking a significant advancement in the region's agricultural and entrepreneurial landscape. This initiative aims to transform jackfruit, an underutilized resource, into the commercially viable product, offering sustainable income opportunities for local farmers and entrepreneurs. The center was inaugurated by Vice Chancellor, Central Agricultural University, Imphal, Anupam Mishra. Addressing the gathering virtually, Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma said this was one of the important developmental projects dedicated for the people of the northeastern region. The Sikkim government has begun using Nepali as an official language besides English across all its gazettes and notifications since yesterday. The announcement was made by Chief Minister P.S. Tamang at a function held to mark the Nepali Bhasha Manyata Divas. In a notification, the state government said, the Sikkim Official Language Act 1977 recognizes Nepali as one of the official languages of the state. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.